Hello, this is Scott Corbin. I am one of your pastors for the day. Today we're thinking about 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. In 1 Timothy 6, Paul has just finished giving Timothy some much-needed instruction. Timothy was his protege. Timothy needed some help. Paul was writing to him. And in 1 Timothy 6, Paul reminds him, first of all, that godliness is its own reward. That there were those that were pursuing so-called or apparent godliness for the sake of gaining material things and wealth. And he tells Timothy, do not pursue what this world calls important, wealth, stuff. Rather, run from those things, he says in verse 11, and pursue godliness. Pursue Christ-likeness. And he says that, contrasting the two different kinds of life. Life lived for this world and stuff and what you can get out of it, contrasted with life lived after Christ, for Christ, as a godly life. And he says that, and then he sums it all up like this in verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you've been called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. He reminds Timothy that this life of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is a fight, but it's a good one. He says, do not let go of the faith, no matter what pressures come your way, no matter what struggles, no matter what temptations, no matter the persecutions, no matter the allure of the world to come away from that fight and do something different. He says, fight the good fight of faith. But why? Why should we do that when it's so hard? What makes it a good fight? Well, it's that next line. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. He says you were called to eternal life, and he means through Jesus Christ. That's the context of the whole letter. He says live in light of eternity. That's the point. Now, take hold of the eternal life does not mean you can grasp eternal life on your own, does not mean you can work for it, does not mean you can gain it or earn it on your own. It's not the point. Not at all. No, take hold of the eternal life means don't forget to what you were called. Don't forget the eternal life. Don't forget eternity with God, sharing in the glory of Christ, basking in the glory of God and the Lamb. Don't lose sight of that. Don't forget it. Don't let it go. When the world presses and tempts and then pulls, trying to pull you away from the faith, don't forget there is eternity in Christ to look forward to. Hang on to that. That's why it's a fight. It's like tug of war, right? The world is pulling one direction, but you're being called to pull in another direction. Live in light of eternity. And he says, do that, take hold of the eternal life to which you called, and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Here he involves the church. Let the church, let your local church help pull for you in that direction. We don't fight alone, right? That's why he brings in other people. Other people heard your confession of faith. Other people affirmed your confession of faith. They witnessed your baptism, maybe. They agreed you should be a member of their church. He's saying they've heard your confession. They believed that you truly believed. Don't forget that. Let other people help you live in light of eternity and help other people live in light of eternity. It is a fight. Oh boy, we know this world is a tough place to live in, especially right now. It's a fight. It's a fight to believe. It's a fight to stay faithful just because of our own flesh. But he says, fight that good fight. Why? Because of eternity. How? With the help of other people. But in Christ, if you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can and must live in light of eternity. I hope that helps you today. Hope you remember that today. Thank you very much. This is Scott Corbin, one of your pastors for the day.